It turned out that what Butler had planned as a surprise was no surprise to the Confederates. Richmond newspapers had been speculating about potential prison uprisings since last November. Guards had been increased at the facilities. 3 days before Wistar moved out, Davis announced his government had received information about plots to free Richmond prisoners. Rebel spies had been snooping around for evidence. A key piece of intelligence came from a New York cavalry soldier named William Boyle, who had been sentenced to death for killing another man. Boyle had deserted from Wistar's command and fled to Richmond, where he tipped off Confederate authorities to the planned raid. When the sun rose on February 7th, Wistar made a stab at a cavalry charge, but it failed. His infantry showed up at noon, but by then Wistar could see more rebel troops arriving and that all hope of a surprise raid had evaporated. He decided to limp back with his detachment to Fort Monroe. Butler sent a message across the lines to the Confederate government offering any rebel soldier the Union had in its prisons for Boyle, whom the general now dearly wanted to hang. He never blamed himself for failing to heed Van Loo's warning not to attempt the raid with fewer than 45,000 troops. Van Loo was disappointed but not discouraged. While Butler was planning his raid, her spy ring had been working with Union officers inside Libby, who were plotting their escape from the detestable prison. Using as an intermediary Robert Ford, a captured black Union Army teamster who took care of the warden's horses, Abby Green, since the previous spring, had been feeding the inmates valuable intelligence on the number of Libby guards, the arms stockpiles on the outside that the escapees could raid for weapons, and the strength of Richmond fortifications that might hinder their flight north. When the prisoners told her in early February that they were nearly finished digging a tunnel through a cellar and under a vacant lot outside the facility to a tobacco shed, Green sent them directions to safe houses they could hide in until arrangements could be made for their passage out of the city. Van Loo's money bankrolled this communications line between the prisoners and the outside world. Alerted by Green that a breakout would soon happen, the spymaster prepared a room in her mansion to harbor Libby escapees.